Hello, friend. It's Mira Lierre speaking. I heard you've been having a hard time these days, feeling low, crying often, little energy, interest, and motivation, and sleeping far too much. Does that sound about right? I also heard that you are staying home all the time, avoiding friends and family. The people who deeply care about you. Oh, yeah, and that you also have deep doubts that anyone cares at all. Man, that's a really hard place to be. You doubt my sincerity? Why? You are not the only person to feel this way, to be in that dark place. I have been there myself. Don't fret, my friend. You are not alone. Many before you have gone through this, and they have gone on to survive, and some even to flourish. Yes, flourish. It is possible, and I believe in you. Also, there are those who care. Me, for example, who can be there for you and with you. Here's a secret, friend. We, none of us, can heal in isolation. We need others. We need connection. That's the first step. Reach out to someone, a safe someone. What do I mean by that? A safe person is someone who won't judge you or how you are feeling. Why is that important? Well, friend, I believe that's part of why you are feeling yuck. Somewhere along the way, a judgment, either you or another, maybe even your family. Maybe they have and are judging you now already. So secret number two, no more judgment. Please, I implore. Here's the deal, friend. You and other people have already been judging, and the truth, it's not working. It's not helping. So let's talk about something else, a different approach. Wait for it. Is it possible that being kind and gentle with yourself may be a better way? This is called cultivating self-compassion, and research shows that it is a better way. What's that, my friend? You are tired and don't have the energy to try or do anything? Yes, I hear you. Many tell me that same thing. Here's something I know. You are right now using energy to dig the hole of depression deeper and deeper every day. More and more energy. So what I am proposing is to use a tiny bit of that energy you are already using to dig deeper, to turn around and do one thing that will help you dig out of that hole and eventually lead to well-being. Only one thing. Go for a 5-minute walk, take a shower, call a friend, see your doctor. I know it may be hard to see that you have a choice right now, my friend. You do have a choice to look at your strength, like the fact that you are still here, fighting, listening to me and the other speakers in this conference. Right now, you are locked into focus or obsession of your weaknesses and what you are lacking. You are defining yourself by dysfunction. But that is not a reflection of your whole person. And don't feel bad, friends. Most people do focus on what's wrong with them rather than what is right, and maybe even being grateful for those things that are right and what we do have. Remember, if we focus our attention on something, it will get bigger and bigger. Think about that. If we can learn to focus on what is right and what is good and what we have rather than on the other, the negative, then what is right and good and what we do have, it will get bigger. We can make that the one thing we use our energy for. It is proven that we can shift our mindset to more positive thoughts and feelings, and that can lead to better mental health and even to a consistent state of emotional, social, and psychological well-being. And that, my friend, that's called flourishing. And it is possible, friend. However, it is near to impossible to cultivate self-compassion or achieve a flourishing mindset without other people or an external source of input. We cannot, my friend, change our thinking or feeling with the same feeling or thinking that led us here in the first place. Oh, yeah, by the way, friend, asking for help does not make you weak. Think about it. There is tremendous strength in reaching out, asking for help, and taking responsibility for our own state of being. Such courage. Thanks for asking, friend. Where does one go for help? There are many sources of help, which include counseling, life coaches, your family doctor, Alberta Mental Health, pastors, and local community services such as FCSS. I understand, friend, that is a lot. It's okay. You can make one call today. As I mentioned, friend, and a proper introduction, my name is Mary Lee Ayers, and I'm a certified professional counselor at Burden Bearers Counseling Center right down the road in Sundre, Alberta. You can call me. My number is 403-804-8589. And if you're not looking for counseling, at the very least, I can help guide you in the right direction for a best fit just for you. That's part of my role, is to help people. Oh, thanks for listening today, my friend. I hope to see you soon. Goodbye for now. Take care.